Mariner Books and Harper Audio present An American Family, The Shakurs and the Nation They Created by Santi Elijah Holly, read by Adam Lazar White. Dedicated to the memory of my parents, Woodrow Holly Jr. and Susan Finley. You are appreciated. History's greatest dangers are waiting for those who fail to learn its lessons. Any oppressed people who abandon the knowledge of their own protest history or who fail to analyze its lessons will only perpetuate their domination by others. Manning Marable. Introduction. One warm afternoon in July 2021, at a quiet cafe on Frederick Douglass Boulevard in Harlem, I sit down with Sekou Odinga for a cup of coffee at a sidewalk table. He's just come from an early dinner with his family, celebrating his granddaughter's college graduation. Odinga is in his late 70s, soft-spoken, with a slight lisp. His beard is long and gray, and on his head is a kufi, or skullcap, a garment traditionally worn by Muslim men. Odinga and I have spoken a few times before, but this is the first time we're meeting in Harlem, which holds special significance, as this is where, more than 50 years before, he and his close friend Lumumba Shakur co-founded the Harlem chapter of the Black Panther Party. Harlem has seen numerous changes in the years since Black Panthers patrolled and demonstrated in these very streets. Young white parents now push baby strollers down crowded sidewalks, while college students and tourists pedal omnipresent, rent-by-the-minute blue bicycles through traffic. On the corner of 125th and Lenox, where Marcus Garvey and Malcolm X once held court, and Gil Scott Heron once shared small talk, there is now a Whole Foods grocery store. But as Odinga and I chat, we are interrupted by black Harlemites, young and old, who approach our table to ask about Odinga's family, to pay their respects, or just to say a quick hello. Daily life may look different than it once did, but clearly, Harlem hasn't forgotten about Sekou Odinga. It is a miracle that Odinga is free to sit here and enjoy a simple cup of coffee. He is a veteran of the Black Panther Party and its more militant offshoot, the Black Liberation Army. He is also a former fugitive from the U.S. government and was accused by authorities of orchestrating the 1979 prison escape of Assata Shakur. Odinga has been pursued by federal agents, captured, tortured by police, and incarcerated for more than 30 years. That he is alive today is nothing short of a wonder. A week after meeting with Odinga, I return to this block on Frederick Douglass Boulevard, to another coffee shop, where I meet a young man in his mid-20s named Malik Shakur. This is the first time he and I have met, but his face looks familiar right away. It doesn't take long to register why. Malik bears an uncanny resemblance to his uncle, the rapper, Tupac Shakur. Malik is about the same age as Tupac was when he was murdered in 1996. What memories he has of his late uncle are limited to a handful of photographs of Tupac holding him as an infant. But like Tupac, Malik is also pursuing a life in art that addresses contemporary social issues. He also carries the additional burden of an instantly recognizable, eminent, and often contentious last name. These two individuals, Sekou Odinga and Malik Shakur, act as a bridge between two distant but interrelated generations. Each of them embodies a particular moment in the history of the Shakur family. While Odinga is a survivor of the federal government's destructive pursuit of radical black activists in the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, Malik is the descendant of those survivors, which makes him, too,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?